Today we have a passage from Matthew chapter 9, and it really is what we should be meditating upon when we say the third luminous mystery, the proclamation of the kingdom and the call to conversion. See, when we meditate upon the rosary, so many of the decades of the rosary are very easy to meditate, like the scourging at the pillar or the crowning with thorns. But when you get something like the proclamation of the kingdom, what do you think about when you're meditating upon that? And it could be what we see here in today's gospel. The Lord going throughout Galilee and Judea and that whole region, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, curing every disease and illness, telling people to repent and reform their lives because the kingdom of God is at hand. So this idea of the proclamation of the kingdom, the call to conversion, and then all the miracles that the Lord worked, his teachings from the Sermon on the Mount and throughout that entire three-year ministry, his call for conversion and repentance, and the miracles and the diseases that he cured and the illnesses that he healed. This is what we should be thinking about when we meditate upon that third luminous mystery. We get to the point in the gospel where it says, Jesus looked out and he saw this vast crowd. And it says his heart was moved with pity, with compassion. Here we have a beautiful glimpse into the Sacred Heart of Christ that we so love as Catholics. We have such great devotion to the Sacred Heart. It's very biblical. It's right here. Matthew chapter 9. The Bible says his heart was moved with pity. Jesus' heart is called the Sacred Heart, filled with love and compassion and forgiveness and mercy. So when it says his heart was moved with pity, it means mercy, compassion for the crowd. Why? Because it says they were like sheep without a shepherd. The scribes, the Pharisees, had become false shepherds. They were not leading the people in the way the Lord wanted them to go. And so they were abandoned like sheep, being sheep without a shepherd because of the false prophets of Israel. Scribes and Pharisees were not doing their job. And so Jesus was there to fulfill that Old Testament prophecy in Ezekiel that when the shepherds of Israel would become not the leaders that God wanted, he would raise up the Messiah. And that was Jesus, the true shepherd of Israel, Jesus, our good shepherd, who loves us with his sacred and merciful heart. And then lastly, we have this last beautiful sentence in today's gospel. Jesus then turns to his disciples and he says that the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are scarce. The laborers are few. So he looks out and he sees this vast crowd. He sees how many souls are out there, that it's harvest time, and that they need to be brought to the Lord. But there are so few apostles, so few followers, so few laborers for the vineyard. And then he says, so pray. Ask the master of the harvest, who of course is the Heavenly Father, to send out laborers for the harvest. That's the first thing we should do to get more vocations, Jesus says, is to pray. So we need many more priests, we need many more deacons and brothers and religious sisters. We need to pray for vocations. And one of my parishes, Our Lady of Angels, when you walked in from the vestibule into the main church, was always a sign, pray for vocations. And that one parish, in about 20 years, had about 8 to 10 vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Perhaps that was one of the things. Every time people walked into that church, said, pray for vocations. At Holy Trinity, we added the same thing from the vestibule into the body of the church. Beautiful stencil, pray for vocations. Just to remind people that the harvest is great, but the laborers are scarce. And I think we should also apply this to our own lives as well, that all of you are called to be apostles. We don't just leave it up to the few priests and nuns that we have in today's society. Every layperson has to be an apostle. Every one of you has to be a missionary in Leesburg or wherever you live. You have to be an apostle, a missionary. John Paul II said this in his Angelus address. in 1977, October 23rd, he said, in commenting on, actually it was Pope Paul VI in his Angelus Address, 1977, "The responsibility of spreading the gospel that saves belongs to everyone, to all those who have received it. The missionary duty concerns the whole body of the church, in different ways and to different degrees, it is true, but we must all be united in carrying out this duty. Now let the conscience of every believer ask himself, have I carried out my missionary duty? Prayer for the missions is the first way of fulfilling that duty."